We continue our learning. We are in Zvachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Now, this Mishnah is rather long, but it should also sound familiar because if you go back to the second Perek, Mishnayis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay all speak about the same idea with respect to animals. Now, we're just going to discuss the same issue when it comes to birds, so we'll go through this rather quickly. This is a little bit of a review. Mishnah says like this, Chata Sa'of Shebelaka Shelo Lishma. You have a case where you have a Chata Sa'of, you did the malika, but you did the malika shelo lishma. You had in mind another carbon. Or let's say mitzah dama shelo lishma. Or let's say you squeeze the blood out of the animal, which is the same idea as the zrika, and you did that shelo lishma. O lishma v'shelo lishma. Or you did, let's say, one of these avodos, malika, or the mitzui. One of them you did lishma, and then you did the other one shelo lishma. Oh, shelo lishma v'lishma, or the opposite order. First you did one of the avodos shelo lishma, and then you did the other avoda lishma. Halacha is psula, and this is referring to the chatas. Of course, you have to remember all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta, when you do a carbon chatas, we said this was true when it came to a Pesach as well, that was done shelo lishma, that is going to be pasul. That's unique for carbon chatas. There's an opinion that it applies to carbon asham too. That's not the accepted opinion. It applies to a carbon to a carbon Pesach, but the only other chatas, the only oaf that we have, that's a carbon, it's either an ola or a chatas. So therefore, when it comes to the chatas ha'of, the same thing is true. Just like a chatas behema, what will disqualify the machshava shelo lishma regarding the shechita and the zrika, the same thing is true when it comes to the malika, which is the equivalent of the shechita, and the mitzui, which is the equivalent of the zrika, that applies same idea to a chatas ha'of that was done shelo lishma. But ola sa'of, kshera. But if you did the malika shelo lishma, or the mitzri hadam, the squeezing of the blood out of the bird shelo lishma, then that's going to be kosher because that's a carbon ola. An ola sa'of follows the same rules as a regular carbon of an animal. Uvelvad, as we said, shelo also labailim. As we said regarding an olas behema that was shechted or the zrika was done with a machshava shelo lishma, we said it's kosher, but the bailim don't fulfill their obligation. Same thing will apply to an olas ha'of. Echad chatas ha'of ve'echad olas ha'of shemalakan v'shemitza daman lechol davar shedarko lechol or lahaktir davar shedarko lahaktir chutzlim komo. So this we had as well when it came to the animals. Here you have a case where you have the chata sa'of or the ola sa'of, and you did the malika or the mitsui with in mind, with the condition that you're going to eat something that's normally eaten. Okay, what's that? Well, that's the chata sa'of is normally eaten, and that's perfectly acceptable machshava. Or to be makter something that normally is burnt on the mizbeach, that's the ola sa'of. Well, you had that in mind. Oh, I plan on, I'm doing the malika of the ola sa'of, let's say, and I plan on burning this oaf on the mizbeach. Very nice. I'm doing the malika of the chata sa'of, and I plan on eating a part of the ola sa'of, the chata sa'of. That's also true. So if you did this chutz l'makomo, but what does that mean? You had a machshav, I'm doing this, I'm going to eat from this carbon or be mocked here from this carbon, depending on which one it is, chutz l'makomo, outside the makom, the precincts of where it should be eaten, outside the azara, then pasul vein mokares. That's a classic machshava chutz l'makomo. When it comes to a carbon nehema, the same thing is true when it comes to a carbon oaf. If it was chutz l'zman, or you did one of these avodos, the malika, or the mitzei hadam, with in mind you're going to eat from the carbon, or be maktir lachar zmano, pigol, v'chayv and alav kares, that would render it pigol, and you'd be chayv kares, because that is a same thing when it comes to a behema. That's the... Pigol is going to be give you a chiv kares, because it's a chutz lizmano machshava. Uvelvad she yakriv, uvelvad she yikrav hamatir kemitzvaso. As we said, when it comes to the animal, in order to make it pigol, it has to be where everything else was done properly. So that means that all the other part, the mitzvah hadam was done properly, which is matir, the guf of the oaf of a chatas to be eaten, or the haktar was done properly. We have to remember, chatas oaf is eaten, olas oaf is not eaten. But there can't be any other psul. If there's no other psul, then you can make make it pigul with the chutz lizmano, and you can make it pasul with the chutz limkomo. Ketzad ha'karav ha'mater k'mitzvah. So the same pattern as we had in the second parak when it came to the animal. How is it, how do you have a case where the matir, that which permits the animal, how is it done properly? So malak b'shesika, let's say you did the malika of the animal without any machshava, a machshava that would make it pasul. Okay, so you were quiet, literally. Umitz ha'dam chutz lizmano. And when you did the mitzvah, you have the dam, the squeezing of the blood, there's that type of, there's zrika for a bird, you had in mind, you're going to eat or be mocked here, it's chutz lizmano. Oh, so that would make it pigul. Oh, shemalak chutz lizmano umitza hadam b'shesiko. Let's say you did the malika with the chutz lizmano machshava, but the mitzui, the squeezing of the blood on the mizbeach, you did that without any machshava at all. Shesiko, literally silence. Oh, shemalak umitza hadam chutz lizmano. Well, let's say you did both the malika and the mitzui hadam with the chutz lizmano machshava. I plan on eating this animal or be mocked here, be on its allotted time. Zeusha karav hamatir k'mitzvah. So that's an example of where the matir, that which permits the karban, was done properly. And therefore, the only thing that made it possible, what's the chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, machshava? So that, if it's chutz lizmano, can make it pigul. Ketzad lo karav hamatir k'mitzvah. So where would it not make it pigul where you had a chutz lizmano machshava? That's where you had another machsheves psul, another disqualified thought, along with the chutz lizmano. So for example, malach chutz limkomo, he did the malika of the animal with in mind to eat or to be maktir, a kazayis, outside the azara, that's chutz limkomo, umitza hadam chutz lizmano. And then he did the mitzvah of the blood with a chutz lizmano machshava. So that chutz lizmano is not going to make it pigul because you had a chutz limkomo psul along with that. So that the matir was not done properly. And it's only where everything was done properly and the only machshaves psul was the chutz lizmano. O shemalak chutz lizmano umitzahatam chutz limkomo. Or when you did the malika, you're thinking, I'm going to eat from this chutz lizmano or be maktir chutz lizmano. But when you did the mitzvah hadam, you had in mind, you weren't silent. You actually thought, chutz limkomo, I'm going to sacrifice this or offer this or eat from it outside the precincts of the Azara. Oshem malak umitza hadam chutz limkomo. Some don't have that gift, so actually doesn't make any sense. We'll leave that out. Or let's say chatas ovshem malko shalol lishma umitza dama chutz lizmano. Let's say another example where it won't render it pigul because you had the mitzui hadam chutz lizmana, but when you did the malika, since it was a chatas ov, you had in mind shalol lishma. Well, for a chatas, we have remind ourselves we're getting in the mesechta, a chatas a shalol lishma makes it puzzle. So since you already had a machshav that makes it puzzle, your chutz lizmano machshava will not make it pigul because there's already another mistake. Osha malka chutz lizmana umitza dama shalol lishma. Or let's say you did the malika chutz lizmana, but the mitzui was shalol lishma. Oh, shemalka. Or let's say you did the malika umitza dama shalol lishma. Some say that this also doesn't belong here, and we're not going to go into why. Okay, either way, zehu shelo karv hamata k'mitzvah. So this is an example where the matir was not offered properly, meaning besides the machshav of pigul, the chutz lizmano, this is another psul, so therefore it's not going to be pigul. Or let's say lechol kazayis b'chutz or kazayis l'macha. Let's say in one avoda, let's say during the malika, you thought you're going to eat a kazayis of the chatas of chutz limkomo and another kazayis chutz lizmano. Or kazayis lemacha, or kazayis bachutz. Or this is a chutz lizmano chutz limkomo. Kazayis you're going to eat tomorrow, and then that is the meaning in the opposite order. The first was the kazayis chutz lizmano lemacha for tomorrow, and the other another kazayis bachutz chutz limkomo. Or let's say kachatzi zayis bachutz, kachatzi zayis lemacha. Half a kazayis outside chutz limkomo, half a kazayis, and then a half a kazayis tomorrow. You have that in mind. Or while you're doing the malika, you're thinking chasi zayis lemach, chasi zayis bachutz, or the opposite order, where the chutz lizmano thought of the hefek zayis was first, and then the chutz limkomo was second. Pasul ve no karis. In all of these cases, it's pasul and there's no karis. Why? Because these are all examples of where we have a chutz l'mkomo machshava along with the chutz l'zmano, there was another disqualification, therefore cannot make it pigel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ze haklal, im machsheves hazman. By the way, this was also, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, is also found in a second parak. Mishnayis, gimel, dalet, and hey, split it up. Here, this whole Mishnah has everything all in the same Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ze haklal, im machsheves hazman, kadmel machsheves hamakom. Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with what he said when it came to the animals. When you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano first, and only then chutz l'mkomo, whether it's in two avodos, the malika and the mitzui, or one avodah, just the malika or just the mitzui, pigul v'chayev al kavres, that will make it pigul. Why? Because the machshava's pigul chutz l'zmano was first, and therefore it takes effect on the carbon. The fact that afterwards there was a machshava in another avodah, or during the same avoda afterwards, chutz l'mkomo will not ruin the pigul. But the machsheves hamakom kadmel machsheves hazman. But if the machshava of chutz l'mkomo was first, and only the machshava of chutz l'zmano pigul was afterwards, then pasul v'im karis. Then you're right; it's not going. It'll be disqualified, but there won't be karis. It doesn't make it pigul because Rabbi Yehuda holds tfos lashon rishon. You may remember that we take hold of the first thing that a person says. V'chachomim omrim, I disagree. Zevazet pasul v'im karis. In both of these cases, doesn't matter what the order is. If along with the chutz l'zmano machshav there is a chutz l'mkomo, so then it won't make it pigul. What about the following? Lechol kechatzi zayis ulahakter kechatzi zayis. Let's say, we'll explain it, but it actually doesn't make any sense. This appeared in the as well in the second parak, where he had in mind to eat a kechatzi zayis and be makdir a kechatzi zayis. So Mishnah says kasher, that's going to pasher, that does not make it pigul, shein achila v'haktor mitzrofim, because it's only half a kezayis of each, and achila and haktorah, eating and being makdir on the mizbech, although we look at haktorah as a type of achila, nonetheless, these do not, they don't join together, and each one has a half a kezayis, and therefore this will not make the animal pigul. Now the reason why this really doesn't belong here is because, and it's completely superfluous, because it doesn't really make any sense. Because when it comes to the chatas, when it comes to the bird, so ola sa'of has no achila, and chatas sa'of has no haktorah. So you never have a case when it comes to a bird that there's a half ezayis of achila and haktorah that can even potentially be mitzarif. They're not mitzarif anyway when it comes to an animal. But you wouldn't even have such a thing when it comes to a chatas oaf or an olas oaf, because each one, the chatas oaf is all is completely eaten. Nothing is placed on the mizbech to burn. And the olas oaf, nothing, the chatas oaf is completely eaten. And the olas oaf, nothing is eaten. The whole thing is placed, the whole thing is burnt. We begin the seventh parak, parak Zayin Mishnah. Alef chatas of shas olamata. He who have a chatas of that was done properly, below the chot hasikra, the way it's supposed to be done. Kemaise chatas. And what you do, you follow the same way it comes to where chatas is supposed to be done, which means you did the malika, remember, only one siman, either the kane, the trachea, or the veshet of the esophagus. And you did the hazah, and the mitzui hadam properly. And that has both. The chatas, if you remember, you swing the bird back and forth to sprinkle, and then you press it up against the mizbech, you have both of those. And you did it all properly, l'shem chatas, and you had in mind l'shem chatas. Remember, carbon chatas has to be done l'shma. Kshera. That is going to be kosher. Why this is here, we'll assume very simply, according to some of Farshim, simply as an introduction to what's going to follow. Then the Mishnah says, what if you have the following? If you did kemaise chatas l'shem ola, here you had a case where he did the maise chatas, which is he sprinkled it below the chut hasikra, as he should have. He did the hazah, the sprinkling from the bird, and the mitzui, the pressing against the wall, but his kavana was l'shem ola. Oh, he had the wrong bird carbon in mind. He had him on Shem Ola. Or Kemaisa Ola Shem Chatos, or the other way. He did the Maisa Ola, which is, remember, Maisa Ola has Malika. And let's see, he did the Mitsui without Hazar, because remember, there is no sprinkling. All you do when it comes to the Ola Sa'of, the Ola bird, you only press it against the Mizbeach. And you had in mind L'shem Chatas Sa'of. So you did it the wrong thing. You did a Maisa Ola L'shem Chatas. Or let's say Kamaisa Ola L'shem Ola. Or let's say you did, this is also extra, because that should Maisa Ola L'shem Ola. That doesn't sound like it belongs here. So the Mefarshim explained this is really superfluous. So in this case, psula, it's going to be pasul. Once again, this is where you did the maise chatas l'shem ola. The maise ola l'shem chatas. So here, that's going to be pasul. The chatas of is going to be pasul if you did the shalol l'shma l'shem ola. Why? Because chatas, we know chatas, if you did the shalol l'shma, it's going to be pasul. And a chatas of that was not done like the maise chatas is also pasul. So once again, this is all the chatas that I did wrong. What did I do? First, I started chatas of, I did properly lamata, like a maise chatas, which means malik of only one simon, l'shem chatas l'shma, that's kshera. But if you did it l'shem ola, which means you did kemaise ola, l'shem chatas, let's say, I mean, this is a carbon chatas. So you did it l'shma, but you did a maisa ola. You did it like the ola. What'd you do? Let's say you cut off the whole head. You cut both simonim when you did the malika. Or you did the mitzvah, so you didn't do any hazah, which is what you're supposed to be doing for an ola. And you did it l'shem chatas of. Or you did a maisa ola, kemaise chatas l'shem ola, you had in mind ola, or let's say you kemaise ola, you did it l'shem chatas which is the correct karmen in mind, but you did a maise ola, you did it wrong. And so it's both. It's the maise chatas l'shem ola, I did all the maise improperly, but I had the wrong karmen in mind. So that's a problem, because the karmen chatas has to be done l'shma. Or you did it l'shem chatas, it was l'shma, but you did the wrong maisi, did like an ola. So in all of these cases, psula, asola, malo, kemaisa, kulam. But let's say you did the chata sa'of, what you do? You did everything correctly. But the only thing is you sprinkled the mitzri, whatever, the blood above kemaisa kulam. Which means the sprinkling was done above. The chatas, we said, chatas, so if you have to do the sprinkling, the mitzui, whatever it is, the blood has to be below the chodaseker. Here you did it above. Says the Mishnah, asa'olam mala, above kemaise kulam, like the other karbanos are done, psula, the chatas, is going to be pasul. But it's important to note that it's only pasul to eat. Chatas of normally is eaten. Here it's pasul to eat, but because the blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach, it touched the mizbeach, even though it touched it in the wrong place, we assume that Bailim receive their kapara.